1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdisane. Without giving a dollar figure, the opposition leader says nuclear power will cost a fraction of the cost of Labor's renewables plan. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The opposition leader has delivered a key speech to business leaders in Sydney to outline the coalition's nuclear plan. It wants to build nuclear reactors on 7 sites across Australia if it wins the next election. Peter Dutton says it'll cost a fraction of Labor's renewable strategy, which he claims is between $1.2 to $1.5 trillion. But Mr. Dutton has refused to put a dollar figure on it and says costings will be released in good time. Earlier, around 24 anti-nuclear protesters gathered outside the Fullerton Hotel in Martin Place to demonstrate against the opposition's plan. At the Fullerton Hotel, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
The Health Minister says preparations are underway to ensure the health system can hold up when nurses strike. Staff will walk off the job for 24 hours tomorrow morning. Some patients booked for surgery will have their procedures rescheduled. The union has rejected a recommendation from the Industrial Relations Commission to take an interim 3% pay rise in exchange for calling off the action. A draft code of conduct to overhaul supermarket prices has been released by the federal government. Coles, Woolworths, Aldi and Metcash would be covered by the legislation. The Competition and Consumer Commission has announced it's suing Coles and Woolworths over allegations both chains misled consumers about some of their discounts. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says companies that do the wrong thing should be penalised.
Shoppers are on the hunt for discounts when they do their weekly grocery shop, because every dollar matters when people get to the checkout. Advertised discounts need to be genuine each and every time. Specials need to be real because household budgets are tight.
Landlords could be prevented from refusing renters with pets without a sensible reason. The state government is introducing a comprehensive package to create a fairer rental market. It's part of a suite of measures aimed at modernising the system, including fee-free options to pay rent. Efforts are underway to better cater for essential workers working late into the night. Just over a fifth of workers in the state are on night shift. Nighttime Economy Minister John Graham says the government is releasing a 24-hour economy strategy to put nighttime crews in focus.
We need to plan as well for the night as we do at the moment for the day. It's not something that government does naturally. We're making a plan to look after this group of essential workers. They deserve the chance to be able to get a coffee before they start work or a decent meal after they finish and to be able to be transported safely to and from work.
30 people have been evacuated from an industrial complex in Sydney's west after a rubber shredding machine went up in flames. Nobody was injured and firefighters have contained the blaze at Erskine Park. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the changing climate is a major challenge to firefighters who must keep using hazard reduction as the best form of defence. A planned burn-off on Sydney's northern beaches on Saturday got out of control when gusty winds pushed embers over control lines. Homes were threatened before crews got the blaze under control. Mr. Minns has told the ABC hazard reduction is not an exact science.
I understand that there might be frustration as a result of the burn on the weekend, but I'd ask people to consider what the consequences would be if we didn't do it. And then in the middle of January with a big bushfire season wherein it's on for young and old and everybody wishes that there was more hazard reduction done.
Australia has announced an extra $10 million in humanitarian aid for the residents of Gaza. It will be given to 2 UN agencies. The funding will help deliver nutritional support and hygiene kits for women and girls. And former President Donald Trump has indicated that he does not expect to run again for president if he's defeated in November's US elections. The race between Mr. Trump and his Democratic rival Kamala Harris is very close.
Hope weather.
sunny this afternoon. Winds northwest to northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, then becoming light this evening. Right now it's 29 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, heading to tops of 25 degrees. Wednesday, a hot day with a late shower, getting to tops of 30. Thursday, showers and windy, a top of 18. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Sydney's Hope.
132.
Spring is in the air and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
At a Colby, a two-car crash northbound Richmond Road approaching Hawthorne Avenue. That's got lane 3 in the right turn lane blocked off. The M7 at Bella Vista, a minivan breakdown northbound Sunnyholt Road approaching Old Windsor Road. No delays. Head to Parramatta City GWM, North Parramatta and Blacktown City GWM. Blacktown for outstanding deals across the range. GWM, go with more. DL14862. Station sponsor, I'm Brooke. That's the latest city traffic on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032. Keep it on.
Well, it's time to get the barbecue ready for summer, perhaps, but hang on a sec. Yeah, often when you open that lid, probably for the first time in months, there's some surprises you need to be aware of. That's up next. Aaron here, Hope 1032. This is Tom Grennan.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you. Been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love, a little bit of love, I need a little love, just like the air I'm breathing. Been waking up in a dreamy state, calling your name. Stayed up too late, just thinking of you. Now I'm knocking on every door, cause I heard you move from 22. Has it been that long? I guess time is blue. I got voices in my head, and there's a definite silence. I got voices in my head, and I can't lie. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep.
a great station, such a worthy cause.
Hope
103.2. Even though I walk through the valley sometimes, it feels like a crawl through the valley, but I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. Gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give up, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I'll let my hallelujah get by like a freight train. For me, so while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Colton Dixon, Hope 103.2, if you've opened your barbecue up in the last couple of days, if it's been a couple of months, did you notice any any surprises? Like a snake. Apparently, gosh, I don't want to hear this. Snakes like to hang out in barbecues. They stay nice and warm in the winter months. So be very careful if you're opening up. And not only the snakes, you've got the spiders that like to hang out in there too. Oh, some of them can move quick, not like the redbacks and that kind of stuff, but are they huntsmen? I don't know. They can, when they need to, they can move. Maybe get someone else to come over and open that barbecue and clean it out for the first time. Yikes. This is Green Day, Hope 103.2.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos of memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Thank you.
something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Hope 103.2.
Tori Kelly, Hope 103.2, our care line's available if you're needing somebody to talk to pray with you. 7227 5533. Sometimes you don't feel like talking to someone, and that's fine too. You can submit your prayer requests online at hope1032.com.au.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart, get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Reckon you know your dumpy shot from your drop-off? The cornerstone to your career as a bricklayer starts at Bricklaying Education Australia. It's where you'll get 3 years of free nationally recognised training from qualified trainers with nearly four decades of industry experience. You'll come out the other side with a Cert 3 in bricklaying and blocklaying after completing your apprenticeship with us. At station sponsor Bricklaying Education Australia, your future is under construction. Visit bricklayingeducation.com.au and apply today.
Hope 1032.
If I can, how long will I need you? As long as the seasons need to follow their plan. How long will I be with you? As long as the sea is bound to wash upon the sand. You, as long as you want me to, and longer by far. How long will I hold you? As long as your father told you.
One radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 1032.
Come on, come on, why do you want it bad?
Hope 1032.
Sparrow's not worried about tomorrow or the troubles to come. The lily's not thinking about the seasons, the drought or the flood. The tree that's planted by the water isn't fazed by the fire. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care of me. The sun's not worried about the winter, 'cause soon it will pass. The light's not thinking about the darkness or the shadow it casts. A heart that's planning in forgiveness doesn't dwell in the past. So why should I be? 'Cause you take good care.
Asprey, Hope 1032, the world's best pizza for 2024. If you were to pick where that would come from, I suppose you'd think places like Italy. That would make sense. Somewhere in Italy, that would make a lot of sense. Naples, even. No. And now the surprise isn't either that it's Australia. No, we didn't even make the top five. Some of the places that did make the top five. South Korea. Pizza's a big thing, apparently. Bolivia and India. They were on the list. But number one was New York. See, I really shouldn't comment on stuff like this because I kind of like, no, I really do like frozen pizza cooked in the microwave. I'm not fit to comment on this pizza thing whatsoever. I have clearly no taste or no class at all.
Hope 1032.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
I love new socks. I love the feeling of a new pair, fresh, fluffy, clean, and no holes in them. There's nothing like a fresh start, whether it's new socks, a new job, a new house. But is it possible to have a fresh start in the biggest thing of all, a new life? We look back on our life and, well, it's not quite as fresh and fluffy as it once was. There are more than a few holes here and there. A new pair of socks is one thing, but a new life? This is the wonderful news of Jesus. He offers us a new life, a fresh start. Everything in the past that's messy and damaged is washed away. So don't settle for just a new pair of socks. Reach out to Jesus for the new life he offers. This is Andrew Laird with God in 60 Seconds. For more space to think and talk about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Now, more than ever before.
Everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what you don't know. And you'll never have peace if you don't let go of tomorrow. 'Cause it ain't even fake till your plan falls apart.
but you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, it will when it's over. There will be joy in the morning. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. 'Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over.
Hope 1032.
Monday, Hope 1032. So many kids clubs up on our community notice board at the moment. If you are looking for things for the kids to do next week, school holidays kick in. If you're tasked with looking after someone else's kids, kids clubs are great. And if your church or community group is running one, I bet you put months of planning into it. Let us know, because we'd love to tell people about it and encourage them to get along to it as well. Community notice board, you can find it at hope1032.com.au.
1032. Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress. Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
Hope 1032.
In my own little world, it hardly ever rains. I've never gone hungry, always felt safe. I got some money in my pocket, shoes on my feet. In my own little world, population, me. I try to stay awake till Sunday morning church. I throw a 20 in the plate, but I never give till it hurts. Turn off the news when I don't like what I see. Yeah, it's easy to do when it's population me. What if there's a bigger picture? What if I'm missing out? What if there's a greater purpose? I could be living right now. Outside my at a red light, looked out my window. I saw cardboard signs that held this homeless widow. And just above that sign was the face of a human. I thought to myself, God, what have I been doing? Light in my eyes and let me see.
1032.
Yeah. 32.
We'll be right back.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The supermarket giants are facing accusations they misled customers about discounts. Josh Bryant reports.
Coles and Woolworths are facing separate proceedings in the federal court accused of breaching Australian consumer law by making misleading claims on discounts for hundreds of products. The ACCC alleges the supermarket giant significantly increased prices of some items before placing them on sale, creating an illusory saving for customers. Chairwoman Gina Cass-Gottlieb says in some cases, the new sale price wasn't any cheaper than what the products had been sold for the 6 to 12 months prior.
Or the same as the prior regular price.
Woolworths says it will review the claims and continue to work with the ACCC. Coles says the allegations relate to a period of significant cost inflation and that the company takes the compliance with consumer law extremely seriously.
The federal opposition leader has declared nuclear power will be Australia's only chance to reach net zero by 2050. The coalition plans to build nuclear reactors at 7 sites across Australia if it wins the next election. In a key speech, Peter Dutton has told business leaders in Sydney it would cost a fraction of Labor's renewables plan. He says it will also be better for Australia's environment.
It's an investment our nation can and must undertake. But I can give you this guarantee. Our nuclear plan will be reliable. It will be based on the best technology, as I say. It will be a fraction of that cost. It will be better for our environment. We won't be ripping up agricultural land.
There's to be a major overhaul of the rental system, Dani Geddes explains.
The state government is building a new package aimed at making renting fairer and more transparent. The proposed measures include abolishing no-grounds evictions, eliminating fees for background checks, and making it easier for pet owners. Housing Minister Rose Jackson says landlords will also be banned from forcing renters to use third-party apps to make payments.
Rents are high enough as it is. We don't want any secret and hidden charges.
Premier Chris Minns says it's about bringing the state in line with the rest of the country.
Look at other jurisdictions. It's long, long overdue.
The measures